Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Scott Anderson, 43, and Paul New, 55, attach pipe bombs to six cars parked around Fresno. When the cars are unoccupied, the bombs are detonated and explosions recorded.
Anderson and New had seemingly random targets, ranging from a home healthcare van to a probation officer's car. The pair also left a bomb in a mailbox during the months before they were brought to justice. Authorities are still investigating the motive behind the explosions and believe there may be ties between Anderson and a white supremacist group.
Anderson and New indicted for conspiracy to destroy by explosive device and malicious destruction. Colorado cops pull over a suspected drunk driver and watch as the man does quite a bit of maneuvering inside the car before he exits from the passenger side. In the driver's seat, the man's dog, who the man claims is completely sober before he takes off running. He does not make it far before tumbling to the ground, giving cops the opportunity to cuff him on DUI and several previous outstanding warrants. Gives a whole new meaning to "the dog did it." More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A suspect has been detained in connection with five different shootings in the Phoenix metro region that left four people dead and a woman injured. According to Mesa Police, 20-year-old Iron Byers was arrested Sunday on suspicion of four charges of first-degree murder and one count of attempted first-degree murder. Although a motive for the shootings was not immediately apparent, police say Byers admitted guilt and gave them directions on where to recover the clothing and weapon used in the crimes. Police say video security footage from many shooting scenes reveal the perpetrator wearing the attire described by witnesses. A South Carolina sheriff reports that a gas station owner has been charged with murder in connection with the death of a 14-year-old boy who the man is accused of chasing from the store and shooting in the back. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
At a press conference, Richland County Sheriff Leon Lott said station owner Rick Chow had been mistaken in thinking that Cyrus Carmack Belton had stolen water bottles from the Express Mart Shell station in Columbia, South Carolina. The sheriff states that after a verbal altercation, Carmack Belton ran and was pursued by Chow's son. According to Lott, Chow joined the pursuit carrying a weapon. Carmack Belton fell as they passed some neighboring apartments and got back up, at which point Chow shot the teen, hitting him in the back. Chow's son stated that the teenager had a gun, and police say they did discover one next to Carmack Belton's body. An initial press release on the incident stated that deputies discovered a gunshot victim on the side of the road after responding to a complaint of a shooting at 8 p.m. Sunday. He was later declared dead at a hospital.
Coroner Naida Rutherford stated at the press conference that Carmack Belton died from a single gunshot wound to his right lower back. A man charged earlier this year in a shooting in Ohio that left four people dead and one injured has now also been accused of killing a man in New Jersey a decade ago. 41-year-old Martin Muniz was charged in Cuyahoga County in January with numerous counts of aggravated murder as well as accusations of attempted murder, assault, and other offenses in connection with a shooting that occurred in Cleveland in January. After his arrest in Cleveland, Muniz allegedly provided information that led to New Jersey prosecutors charging him with first-degree murder in the October 2013 killing of 45-year-old Jamie Molina in Camden, New Jersey. Our friends with the Cherry Hill Courier-Post are reporting that a weapon taken from Muniz after his arrest in December 2013 matched a shell casing discovered close to Molina's body. The New Jersey charge is supported by a probable cause statement. 4.5 years after the shooting deaths of 11 worshipers at a Pittsburgh synagogue, the federal jury trial of the suspect in the country's bloodiest anti-Semitic crime is now underway. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
The case against Robert Bowers is being heard by 12 jurors and 6 alternates who were selected following a month of interviewing more than 200 potential jury candidates. There are 7 men and 11 women on the jury. 50-year-old Bowers might be sentenced to death if found guilty of some of the 63 counts with which he's charged in connection with the attack on the Tree of Life Synagogue on October 27, 2018. 11 congregants from the Dor Hadash, New Light, and Tree of Life congregations who share the building were killed in the attack.
There are 11 counts each of hate crimes resulting in death and obstructing the free exercise of religion.
Teen girl Angela Jaramillo heads to a party at a friend's house, texting her mom to ask if she can spend the night at a friend's home. Mom says okay, but the next morning, Angela doesn't answer the phone when Mom checks in to see if she needs a ride home. Mom speaks with the friend with whom Angela is meant to be staying, but she says Angela never made it. Mom then speaks with the party host, who says Angie left around 2 a.m. Cops find Angie's phone in a nearby park, along with evidence she was injured. Angela Jaramillo, now 29, missing 13 years. If you have info on Angela Jaramillo's disappearance, please call Dallas County Sheriff's 214-671-4268. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.